For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. And just who's our guest this week on Cultural Baggage?
I'm Norm Stamper. I was a police officer in San Diego for 28 years, left that city as the number two guy. I became police chief in Seattle in 1994 and stepped down in 2000 and started writing a book.
Yes, sir, and I've just started reading your book. It's wonderful, Breaking Ranks, and in many ways this book does just that. Tell us a bit about it, sir.
My publisher calls it part polemic and part memoir, and I think that's pretty accurate. What I'm attempting to do on the political or the polemical side is stake out the case for major reforms of some of our laws and of the institution of American policing. On the memoir side, I'm trying to come to grips with why I became a police officer, how I underwent such a major change in my thinking and attitudes during my rookie year, and how I spent the rest of my 34 years as a cop.
I see the many chapters dealing with various aspects of policing and the life of a policeman. As you're aware, our show deals primarily with the war on drugs, but for this book, I don't think that'll be my main focus. There's a lot that we need to change in our system.
Well, I certainly believe so. There are 30 chapters, and each one of them contains at least one person's prescription for change, and part of it is part of my observations are born of research, but many of them from experience in 3.5 decades in the field.
The UN report on Andean coca cultivation in 2004 was released this week. As expected, they claim that Colombian production decreased dramatically. The report also claims there was no spillover of production into other countries. If only it were true. The U.S. government's estimate released in March of the amount of land in Colombia used for coca production in 2004, though criticized as too low, was still more than 40% higher than the UN's. The U.S. is not to be outdone when it comes to juggling figures. The drug czar's estimate of the amount of cocaine Colombia could have produced that year was only 10% higher than the UN's. The UN also admitted that production has in fact increased in both Peru and in Bolivia to levels not seen in years. The claim about no spillover is refuted by even their own flawed statistics. The U.S. is mired in a hugely expensive and ultimately failing effort to stop coca. As U.S. involvement escalates, so does resistance against us. For the U.S., it's only a drug war. For coca farmers, it's about survival. That kind of motivation can't be beaten. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Once again, our guest this week on Cultural Baggage, Norm Stamper, author of Breaking Ranks. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.